Good morning. Today we're going to cover two topics. The first one being why on the first night, first day, first night of Slichos, do some places have the Minag Ashkenaz, when it's Motzei Shabbos, to say it specifically at Chatzos HaLaila and not like the rest of the time of Slichos that it said either B'Ashmoras HaBoker, as the Shulchan Aruch records, towards the end of the night, or during the day, before Shacharis, etc. Why should Motzei Shabbos, the first night, be different? So that's going to be the first issue we're going to grapple with. So there are a number of reasons why certain places, but by no means all places, have the minhag to say the first night of Slichos on at Chatzos HaLaila. So number one, because there's a piyut that says B'motzei Menucha, which means on the Motzei of the day that we have Menucha, which is Shabbos. So Motzei Shabbos, accordingly, they try to put the Slichos close to Motzei Shabbos, but you're not allowed to go earlier than Chatzos, so it's pegged at Chatzos HaLaila. So that's reason number one. And reason number two that we'll discuss, although there are other reasons, the Leket Yosher says that on Shabbos Kodesh there is Simcha. There are actually two types of Simcha. There's the Simcha that we have from the Torah that we learn, and also there's Oneg Shabbos that we have, and the Shechina is Shora on when we have Simcha Shel Mitzvah. And accordingly, because we have that special Shechina that is Shora on us, when we have these special Simchas on Shabbos, it's ideal to start davening, saying the Slichos, when we are still in that theme, still in that mood of Simcha Shel Mitzvah, and accordingly, we should say it on Motzei Shabbos, as close as possible to the end of Shabbos, which is Chatzos HaLaila. Another independent point, interesting point, is the piyutim that we say, the Ibn Ezra, comes out very sharply against the piyutim that we say in the Slichos. He says that, we'll go through three of his points, why he's so negative about adding the piyutim. He says because the majority of the piyutim are puzzles, they're mashalim, they're unclear, they're metaphors that people don't understand what the Paitan, the author of the piyutim, was talking about. So that's number one. Number two, he says that their language is not Lashon HaKodesh, clear Lashon HaKodesh. It's mixed in with language from the Talmud and Aramaic, and accordingly, it's just not a clearly written text for the piyutim. And number three, he says even the Lashon HaKodesh, even the Hebrew that the piyutim are written in, is full of mistakes. He says, I can't even point out one out of a thousand of the mistakes because there are so many mistakes. And accordingly, his language is very sharp. He says, V'hatov be'enai, what the best thing in my mind, says the Ibn Ezra, Shalo yispalal adam behem, kima tfilah hakavua, you shouldn't add in the piyutim, you should skip them and just stick with the regular tefillah. That's what we should stick with. Nonetheless, the Maharal Miprag does defend the piyutim that we have in our slichos, and he says that Chazal were not so concerned about having every I and T crossed and dotted when it comes to the diktuk in Hebrew. He says the piyutim kama shira, this is a piyutim, are like songs and praise, and when you say sing and you have praises, you don't have to be so concerned about having actual accurate language. This is how people speak, and accordingly, that's how these piyutim were written. The Paitanim, the authors, weren't so care that about dotting every I and crossing every T, or we'd say putting in every dagesh. And the Maharal continues, Ki kadmoneinu kol tarcham derech chachma utfuna. Those are those who are before us, our predecessors that wrote the Paitanim. They did everything with wisdom. Umisha sam libo v'dato divrem. Anyone who wants to attack what they have written, Yimtza ki lo saru mina derech ha'emes, you will see that they did not go off the derech ha'emes at all. And accordingly, the Maharal Miprag in his Sefer Nesivos Olam says that we should definitely stick with staying the piyutim as they have written them. And in fact, the Tshuva Shari Ephraim brings a rationale why their language may not be the clearest. He said it was intentional that the Tanayim and the Gaonim that wrote the piyutim, they wrote in a way that people could not fully understand it because they didn't want the non-Jews to come and use our piyutim to be used in praise of their idols. Accordingly, he says it was an intentional thing by way of the paitanim. And obviously, the minhag ha'olam is not like the Ibn Ezra. We stick with the nusach of the slichos, and in particular, we're talking about the piyutim that are included in the slichos. Have a wonderful day.